Being sober gave me everything that alcohol promised. 8 months of being sober, it's not only given me opportunities, it's given me access. Access to a better me. Why? Why did I need to go sober? Well, it turns out the alcohol came before the depression. It was like a study, I think it was a Harvard Grant study, followed thousands of people over the course of nearly a century. Within that study, they found that alcohol intake tended to spike before the depression. Holy fuck, does that make sense? That rings real true for me. I looked back at my life, realized there was definitely careless drinking that spiked before things got careless themselves. It was an inhibitor, a gatekeeper of intelligence getting to fruition. All the things that I wanted to do went straight to the back burner. Instead, it became about finding happiness through liquid courage. All those ideas and ambitions I had never pushed forward with action. Now, of course, that's my responsibility. Yes. And let me tell you what I've learned over the last 8 months. Action taken experience. Over the last 8 months, I chased my dream. I left my corporate job and dove headfirst in sustaining my life through a creative job by DJing. Because I promised myself I wasn't going to do something just for money ever again. I went hardcore and just did DJ. I've DJed every weekend for the last 8 months. And fuck yeah, it is hard to be sober while you're fucking leading the damn party. But I swear to you, because of being sober, I was able to give every single crowd an authentically unique experience. Great. A creative outlet that pays for my needs. What did that do for me? Well, I used to not believe in myself at all. Every entrepreneurial journey I set foot into, I failed from start to end. But this time, I didn't run. I did not run. I didn't coddle myself with alcohol while telling myself I'm the victim of being unseen. For the first time in my life, I'd accomplished something I wanted to do. It didn't just give me confidence. My self-worth started increasing. That word right there, self-worth. Jesus Christ, when I tell you my self-worth was so low before all this, now I at least have one win under my belt, just one, that I know I did. And that's all I needed just to see life in a different perspective. And that's really what matters at the end of the day. Not the goal, but what it does to make you more capable. What else? What else besides the boldness to chase my dreams, unbeknownst to the financial impracticality of doing that? Well, now I've seen a glimpse of the version of me that's capable. It was time to confront myself. It was time to begin therapy. I'll be honest, that's an ongoing process. That's an ongoing journey. So I'll definitely keep you updated on that. All I'll say for now, going sober gave me back control, and taking therapy gave me an accountable guide, in a way, to implement myself. I never believed in myself until I actually accomplished shit uninhibited from alcohol. Take this for example. I'm talking to you in front of a camera. Do you know how fear-ridden and scared shitless I would have been before? Nothing would have got me the confidence to talk to you right now. Being sober did that for me. Your sobriety is your journey. I fucked up a lot, many, many times. I relapsed many times before this, and this is not an excuse or an encouragement for you to do the same. But ask yourself, am I in control or am I a take it or leave it type of person? If you can have one or two drinks without it being a problem, and you know if it's a problem or not, bullshit me all you want, but don't bullshit yourself, okay? You know if it's a problem or not. If you can have a little, then have a little. Not for me to judge. If you can have a little, great, have some. But if you can't stop once you start, leave it. So either take it or leave it. I had to leave that shit. Cheers. I hope to be an encouraging voice in your journey.